Hi, good morning. It's 6:02, Andy and Mel. We're a little late today.
A little.
It's Mel's fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because you didn't have your headphones ready to go.
And you also said, oh, I'm not ready yet either.
I said I'm not entirely ready yet.
Okay.
I was ready enough to go on the air.
Mm. So, but it's not 100% my fault.
It's definitely more yours than mine.
I'll take 60% of the blame.
No, I'm thinking more like 80.
60.
The only reason I get 20 is because I am the one in control of the buttons and didn't start the show.
Mm.
So.
Whatever.
Did you break the law this morning?
No.
You didn't?
No. No.
Okay. Just checking. Because, you know, the texting ban starts today.
Yeah, in Sioux Falls.
In Sioux Falls, yeah. Well, you were in the city limits of Sioux Falls for...
A couple minutes.
Two, maybe, before you got to work.
Yeah. But I did not text anybody while I was driving.
One thing, we're supposed to have an officer from the Sioux Falls Police Department down here this morning. It sounds like about 8:20.
And hopefully Andy doesn't get me arrested.
I've got lots of ammo to get you arrested. There is one question that has not been raised anywhere.
Okay.
And that is it the same on the interstate in the city?
It's city limits. It should be.
I know, but you don't usually see Sioux Falls Police Department vehicles on the interstate.
Mm.
You do.
Sometimes.
But it's not like they patrol the interstate.
It's a good question.
So would the highway patrol be policing it there? Plus, what are the odds they could actually see it?
Right.
At that speed, unless they're, you know, in the same lane or going the same direction as you.
Right.
That's the only one I'm fuzzy on. The rest of it, I totally understand.
I got it.
Totally and completely agree. So just so that I could still break the law on my way to work today, I didn't text. Instead, I went 85 on I-229.
I kept getting passed this morning on the interstate, and I was going 75.
Really?
Yeah.
Early
I was like,
morning.
Really?
When I've been on the interstate early in the morning, there's always people who really drive fast.
There, I couldn't believe I was getting passed. I was like, are you serious? Like, I'm going 75. I mean, if I was going 65 or 70, I can understand.
Yeah.
But if I'm already going 75, why are you passing me?
I think...
Ridiculous.
I don't know for a fact. I'm completely guessing here, but I don't think there's as many highway patrolmen on the roads early in the morning.
No, I don't see them very often.
You know?
Every once in a while, I do.
Like, I have seen them after 6 in the morning.
That and when the weather starts getting a little bit nastier, I'll see them a little bit
more.
Or
on the mornings where you had to call and wake me up because I overslept through everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen them sitting in the medians on 229.
Sometimes they do.
But not till really close to 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I think there might be a shift change when we're driving in.
Oh, that could be too.
I don't know for sure, but...
The Sioux Falls driving and texting ban has gone into effect as of today. Here's my cue through yesterday.
We know that this is not going to be a cure-all for all the bad drivers in town, but we actually do believe, though, very, very solidly, that our town is going to be safer. It'll be a much better place to drive because of the ban that has been implemented.
So, yeah, it might be a little better, but I think... At least half of the bad driving that goes on in this town has nothing to do with texting.
Oh, agreed.
I think it has more so to do with...
You want me to say it?
You say it.
Iowa?
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say the the big number county plates.
Oh.
But yes, then there's Iowa too.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, there was... We were talking about bad drivers a couple weeks ago and
The
girlfriend of one of my buddies said, I couldn't believe you said the number of my county. I'm like, I didn't even know what county it was. I just randomly said 46, and I guess that's McCook County or whatever county plate number McCook County is.
That could be.
Which I would think I would have seen that more often because McCook borders Minnehaha, doesn't it? Isn't that directly west of here?
It's by Turner.
Yeah, directly west of Minnehaha County.
I don't think Minnehaha. Would border McCook County. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, she yelled at me. She's like, what are you saying mine for?
Well, it's you know, in your defense there, it's not like
it was a random number.
Yeah, that and McCook County doesn't go to Sioux Falls as much either. Salem and stuff like that. You think they don't, do?
It's only 30 miles away.
Well, I'm just saying comparable.
As much as 62 plates do from Union County.
Okay.
Anyway, but the Union County folks, they have Sioux City to go to a lot as well. So they get more time driving in the city. No. Police Chief Doug Barthel says the ordinance prohibits reading, sending, or composing messages on electronic devices while driving.
I think a good rule of thumb is use your phone as a phone. Don't use it for other, whether it's surfing the internet, reading emails, sending texts. Most of those things are now prohibited.
Now, using it as a GPS, I believe, is still allowed.
It better be. Because I use my phone quite a bit with the GPS on there.
I was talking to someone who has an iPhone the other day, and apparently the iPhone, if you have Google Maps on it, it doesn't, according to her anyway, it doesn't have like full-on GPS like Google Maps does on an Android phone.
Really?
Because like if you hit navigation on an Android, it's like a regular Garmin or TomTom.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't even bothered in buying
and now,
a navigation system
now that I have
I have it on my phone.
Now that I have a phone that doesn't suck, I actually used it the other day to drop off some more stuff we got for Adopt a Soldier at Jody's house.
Yeah.
And I used that to get there, and it worked perfect. So
awesome.
But she said it doesn't give like the audible directions, like the new one maybe does, like the iPhone 5 does now, I think.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway,
the lady tells me where I'm supposed
yeah,
to turn.
Yeah, there's a woman talking to me yeah. on mine as well.
I love it.
Did you give her a name yet?
No, I don't think so.
Remember, you were supposed to give her a name.
I know. I'm going to go with Roxy.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just like that.
Does she remind you of the Roxy that works in our building?
No.
Okay.
Didn't even think about her.
Okay.
No, I just like the name Roxy for
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. So don't text and drive today.
Don't do it.
I wonder if the officers have a, you know, a perfectly legal I'll buy you lunch pool on who gets the first ticket for texting and driving.
Oh, I wonder.
I would totally be in on it. I'd be like, sure, I'll throw in my restaurant gift card. Just saying. We've got news coming up, and why is today the greatest day I have ever known? Our poll question today, completely frivolous. Ladies, and I suppose gay men, what is your favorite male body part?
I know. Biceps.
Oh, no hemming and hawing today.
No.
No?
No, I don't have to think about that one.
And the thing is, too, this question still applies to the guys, because you can always answer it like, what is your favorite body part on yourself?
Sure, there you go.
Mine is not even on the list.
What is yours?
I think I have pretty good shoulders.
Okay. I don't think girls look at a guy's shoulders, though, and say, ooh.
I know.
I like your shoulders.
I know.
Those are some hot shoulders.
That's my problem.
Can you flex them or shrug them up and down?
The one, you know, halfway sexy, sort of muscly part on my body, girls don't care. So
I've never thought of shoulders as sexy.
Yeah, I got to get my chest back. I've never had biceps. I think it's just because I'm a big guy and
yeah.
I would have to get my biceps so huge for them to look big.
Gotcha.
It would be way too much work and I don't care to have biceps that big.
I love biceps.
I do. Mm. I am able to get pretty big triceps though. I can get those pretty big. My biceps just don't want to grow. I don't know why. Anyway, that's our poll question. What's your favorite male body part or body bail part?
Yeah.
Triceps, chest, biceps, butt, abs, or obliques?
All right.
So there you go. News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 624. We're going to top out today at 79. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Thank God pets can't talk. They know too much.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Yeah, the cat I had in college.
Yeah.
Boy, he saw a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny. Today is September 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not because Frankie Jonas is 12 today.
Oh,
he's the littlest
is?
Jonas brother, yeah.
I don't think he sings in the group.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay. Hillary Duff is 25 today. She's a better singer than the Jonas Brothers. Also married to NHL stud Mike Comrie.
Yeah.
Who is sort of kind of not working right now. I just found out the other day the NHL's on strike.
It is?
Yeah. I know. Goes to show you where the sports priority is in this country.
Right?
Bam Margera, or Margera, however he's saying it this week, is 33 today. Mira Sorvino's 45. Jeanine Garofalo, pardon me, is 48. Jeffrey Jones is 66 today. He was Ed Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
He was also the newspaper guy in Deadwood. Also a registered sex offender. Ben E. King is 74 today. I didn't know he was still alive.
I didn't know either.
You know who that is, don't you?
Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Play that song.
No, I got a better one.
Okay.
It's more of a Friday song. You'll be okay with this today.
I will.
You won't get all Luke Skywalker on me.
All right.
1542, Portuguese navigator working for the Spanish crown, one Rodriguez Cabrillo. Discovered California when he sailed into present-day San Diego Bay. 1850, flogging was officially abolished as a form of punishment by the U.S. Navy. 1955, the World Series was televised in color for the first time.
Oh, cool.
1968, Hey Jude by the Beatles hit number one. Another song I could have played, but I'm not going to because the other one is more Friday.
Okay.
1991. The greatest era in the history of Saturday Night Live began when Chris Farley, Chris Rock, and Julia Sweeney joined the cast of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Sweeney didn't have so much to do. Oh, wait, she was Pat.
Oh.
I forgot. She was Pat.
Then, yeah.
And then she was definitely part of it. Rope in the Wind by Garth Brooks became the first country music album to debut at number one on Billboard's pop album chart.
Isn't that amazing?
But today is the greatest day I have ever known because... on this day, in 1991, are you okay with it now?
I'm totally okay with it.
I thought you would be. Naughty by Nature entered the top 40 chart with this song. Which, what does it actually stand for?
I don't know.
It's the great 20-year-old controversy. Other people's problems?
Maybe.
OPP entered the top 40 chart on this day in 1991. That's why today, September 28th, is... Okay, nobody call up and beg for the whole thing because I gave you a whole verse and a chorus. That should be good enough.
It was good. I'm happy.
And we have the weekend wake up coming at 9 o'clock. Yes. What's coming up in the dirt?
I've got the latest on Sons of Anarchy, Johnny Lewis with the death murder coming up in the dirt.
It is 628, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi, this is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
According to reports, Johnny Lewis had been arrested several times this year and had just gotten out of jail 5 days before the drug-fueled rampage where he killed his elderly landlady. He's been previously arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, assault, and burglary. A few more notes on Johnny Lewis. His ex-girlfriend, Katy Perry, hasn't commented on the chaos, but a source says that she's devastated devastated. Also, some people are saying that Johnny had a kid and was in the middle of a custody dispute. Sources say the reason Robert Pattinson took Kristen Stewart back is because she convinced him that she and her Snow White director never actually had sex. One source says, quote, Rob didn't believe her in the beginning, but as time wore on, he accepted her explanation. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Texting ban goes into effect today, so if you are going to text us something today and you're driving, you could get a $200 fine.
So please pull over.
Or just don't text us. We can wait.
Yeah, you can call us.
It's all right. Yeah, you're still allowed to call us.
Yes.
So that's not against the law. Treat it like it's a phone, not anything else.
Right.
Just talk with it, which I know is really hard for some people to understand that, you know, you can just talk with the phone.
You can?
You can just talk on the phone. You don't,
you sure?
You don't have to use your thumbs.
Okay. I don't really like talking on the phone anymore.
How long does it take?
I don't get it.
How long does it take you in the morning before you check Facebook? Is it like the second thing you do after you shut off your alarm?
No, it's usually while I'm getting ready. And I'll just check notifications. I don't have time all the time to go through all of it. Just depends on how much time I have.
I never check it until I get to work.
Just because I want to know what's going on.
I don't even really check it. I just turn it on because I'll have stuff to post on the station Facebook.
Right.
I guess... I don't need to know. Our poll question today.
And let me just tell you, the guy that you put on the picture is...
Well,
it's worth it.
When I was doing a search for, six-pack abs.
LL Cool J came
I
up.
Found LL. And
hello, LL.
What is your favorite male body part? Triceps, chest, biceps, butt, abs, or obliques, or other? Abs so far are winning.
Uh-huh.
The poll was just posted, so.
Biceps, baby.
Biceps.
Yeah.
Well.
It's something about a guy with strong arms wrapping around you. Biceps.
Yeah. I don't have them, really. I mean, I have them. But.
That's my favorite.
I mean, they do exist. My arms wouldn't work without them.
Right. They're just not.
The reason this is our poll today is because. Researchers at Western Illinois University did a study where they observed which muscles women find the most attractive on a man. Their findings were number 6 was butt, number 5 was triceps, number 4 was obliques, number 3 was the chest, number 2 the biceps, and number 1 was the abs.
Yeah, not for me. I like the biceps first. Then abs. Mm-hmm.
I have abs. You can't see them, but they're there. Seriously. Under my tire, there is like a rockin' six pack.
Yeah, me too.
They're there. Everybody's got them.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has them. Mm-hmm. That's the thing to keep in mind. You just have to push harder into their belly to feel them. It's true. They're always there.
You have painted a mental picture that I would not like to have in my head.
The thing is, though, the body part on me that I find looks the best is my shoulders.
Yeah, and that's not...
No, I didn't even make the list. It's a little bit depressing for me. I just wish there was, you know, more fandom of the shoulders.
I'm not a fan, really. I mean, I guess it kind of goes with the biceps, but it's not like that's the first thing I look on a guy and say, hey, baby, I like your shoulders. Yeah. They turn me on.
Tiara's on the phone. How are you, Tiara?
Good. I was calling because I heard about on the radio you were saying that shoulders were not on the list.
No, they didn't even make the list.
That's really sad. Broad shoulders are actually my favorite thing about a male.
Well, you're talking to the right guy right now.
Oh, my God.
But I'm married. I'm sorry. You can't have me.
That's okay. I'm definitely going to be married eventually.
Okay.
But I just want to let you know.
Well, I'm glad there is a lady out there that does like the shoulders. Thank you for the call, Tiara.
Have a good day.
You too.
She's crazy.
No, she's not. She's completely logical. I got a text
logical.
From Stacy. She said, I thought I had it open here. There it is. My husband's legs are my favorite body part. He lifts almost 500 pounds with his legs. They are big and sexy when he flexes them.
Legs?
See, that's a body part on women that I don't really think is that big a deal.
A lot of guys, though, think the legs on the
I've never understood that.
Yeah, that I would not say that the legs would also be in my top five.
I can lift 500 pounds with my legs, but I would never in a million years say my legs are attractive.
I don't know how legs really can be attractive. It's like feet. They're not attractive.
Well, I think legs can be.
All right, maybe.
They can be.
They can be.
They're not repulsive like feet can be.
But you know, like the women that have the extra muscular looking calves? I don't find that very pretty. You know what I'm saying?
You mean the athletic women?
But they're extra muscular. Yes,
you mean they're in shape?
No, they can still be, like, they can still be muscular.
Are you talking about the ones that are as wide as their thighs?
Well, yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I think muscular, not like dude muscular. Legs
yeah,
on a gal,
ones,
but
the ones that look like a dude.
Well, then, yeah, I
that's what
get
I'm talking
that,
about.
But a really well toned woman, I think, is very attractive.
No, I think well toned is good, just not where
even
it's,
overly toned, like a track athlete.
No, that's fine. I'm talking about the men looking
yeah.
legs.
Now I'm curious, Stacey, if you're still listening, I'm curious if your husband's legs are hairy or not, or if he shaves them. Or waxes them, or who
why
knows what.
Are you curious?
I'm just
about-
curious because I mean, dudes have hairy legs.
And they do.
Some hairier than others.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just curious. Anyway, you're not going to believe what some employees think is okay to do in the bathroom.
What?
And it's something that is kind of public. I'll tell you what that is coming up. Plus your calls and texts 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. I heard back from Stacy. Her husband's legs are not that hairy. They're not too hairy.
Okay, good.
Tone and Fit Doctor calls them tree trunk legs. It's hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. Then they're pretty big. I've got like tree trunk thighs. My calves aren't especially large.
Okay.
My brother-in-law has the biggest calves I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And he doesn't even work out.
Weird.
Just born with them.
Huh.
I mean, his calves are almost as big as my thighs.
Wow.
I know.
Crazy.
Very crazy. Poll question today. What is your favorite male body part? Ladies. So according to a new survey, a lot of employees are way too casual about video conferences.
Okay.
Which I'm glad with our new company, Town Square Media, we don't have to do a lot of video conferences. And if we do, it's just like desktop sharing.
Okay.
Whenever I have like a conference call, they'll just share a desktop. It won't be like someone on camera or anything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of pointless anyway, unless you really need them to see you for some reason.
But why would you need to see?
Demonstrating calisthenics? I don't know. But
maybe
anyway.
To see the expression on your face.
1 in 5 people say they would dress more casually for a video conference call than they would for an in-person meeting. But more than 1 in 3 say it would be fine to do a video conference while they were sitting by the pool. And 1 in 8, which is a smaller number, would do it from the bathroom.
What?
Yeah.
Like they're going to the bathroom? Or they're putting their makeup on?
Sitting
the
on the toilet? It just said from the bathroom. It didn't specify.
Well, some good ideas can happen when you're sitting on the toilet.
I have done conference calls on the toilet before.
I'm not surprised.
At home, not here.
Yeah. And there's mute.
Yeah. I still wanted to unmute it, though. Mainly when I flushed.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Another thing at work today that you might want to do to help yourself be more productive. There was a study in Japan that says looking at cute baby animals might make you more productive. People who looked at animal pictures were more careful and focused when they did tasks that required concentration. Cute animals also cause people to feel nurturing feelings, which helps them pay more attention to details. Nurturing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very nurturing.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hmm.
Our poll question again is, what is your favorite male body part? Right now, it is a tie between the chest and, oh, I just did a refresh and I'm wrong. Abs are winning, 37%. Biceps, butt, and other all get 12%. Chest is at 25%.
Biceps, people, biceps. I got tweeted from Christopher and he said, "Bis make a girl feel safe." And he said, "Six packs are overrated." And that's true. I think that's what part of it is they make you feel safe. a nice arms tightly around you.
Yeah, but a strong core is more important to being overall just healthy. That's why I keep my core strong now.
Okay.
Because if I don't, back hurts. And I don't want a herniated disc again.
I don't want you to have a herniated disc again, because that was not fun.
For you?
For everybody involved.
Okay. I'm the one who actually herniated the disc.
Right.
The one who had a hole cut in my back.
I know.
And had a chunk of bone shaved away.
Still not fun for everybody else involved.
And then a piece of the disc cut out that was pushing on my spinal cord. So I don't really have any sympathy for you in me hurting my back.
It wasn't something that I was asking for sympathy. Okay. I just said I don't want it to happen again. Okay. It was not fun.
Good. I appreciate that.
That's all I said.
Okay. I got another text that said, I agree with the other listener that said legs. My reason is because I like to see him flex them.
The legs?
I guess there's some...
I don't get it.
There's some leg fans out there.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't think anyone ever gawked at my legs or butt.
I just can't remember looking at a hot guy and going, ooh, look at those
the
legs.
The list of options in the poll, though, is a little depressing for me because none of the options are anything I have that are all that attractive. The only one I'm even close on is maybe chest.
I would say on the list, though, that...
I have a good-looking chest with a shirt on, wouldn't you say? With a shirt on, I have a good chest.
Are you making me
looky? Just, come on.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
broad,
you know.
Chest, very Superman-ish
yeah,
right now.
I mean, my pecs look the way they're supposed to.
Yes.
With my shirt off, you can tell they're a little soggier than they should be. But
soggy.
Not to mention hairy. But
eh.
We got news coming up here. The texting ban goes into effect today. All the details next.
Hot 104.7.com.